Illinois Theater's production of the Shakespeare tragedy Titus Andronicus opens tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts on the University of Illinois Urbana campus. Shakespeare's first tragedy has had a mixed critical reception in the more than four centuries since it debuted. I spoke with dramaturgs Andrea Stevens and Vincent Carlson. Andrea also adapted the play for this production. I started by asking them to explain the term dramaturg.
Dramaturg, it's a German term, so we'll say the hard G. If it was French, we'll go dramaturge.
Yes.
The dramaturg is basically sort of the research and support for the director, for the adaptation, for the actors, serving as a bridge sort of between the historical work of the piece itself, any sort of like literary allusions, pronunciation help, anything that the director is doing creatively, the dramaturg will help support and find research and documentation and help for the actors and sometimes even like visual imagery for the designers. And so it's sort of a bridge between, you know, the piece itself for production.
And Andre, I have to ask you
about,
I was looking at the program notes.
Uh-huh.
First part of the program notes, you go to a T.S. Eliot quote about the production here. Quote, "One of the stupidest and most uninspired plays ever written."
So Titus Andronicus caused a lot of problems for a lot of critics for a very long time. It was one of Shakespeare's earliest plays, and a lot of critics couldn't wrap their heads around the way Shakespeare, for example, would include like puns and wordplay in the middle of scenes of violence.
Mm.
I actually think that that's very characteristic of Shakespeare, but it might have taken to sort of the 21st century for us to sort of maybe get the tonal shifts of the play. So I think for people who like horror films or Tarantino films, the quick shift between violence and sort of black humor will be actually quite familiar for some of the spectators for today.
Yeah, let's talk about this particular production.
Sure.
When audiences maybe who are familiar with Titus Andronicus come to see it, what might stand out to an audience that knows this play?
Well, so in terms of adaptation, I just want to make it really clear. This is not a rewriting of Titus Andronicus. We've not changed the language in any way. It's a cut of Titus Andronicus, so it's streamlined. So basically passages have been removed, but nothing has been added, nothing has been put out of sequence. So in looking at the play, I sort of tried to figure out what are the key moments in Titus Andronicus. I wanted to elevate those moments and kind of take away some passages that for audiences now might be really hard to hear or to follow without really like long kind of explanatory footnotes. So big chunks of passages that involved or speeches that involved things like classical allusions and so forth, those are gone. And so the reader who's the big Shakespeare aficionado might be waiting for some of those favorite passages and they might not hear them. But again, I think they'll appreciate the speed and the theatricality of the cut.
And what we've done also with the adaptation itself is probably like in taking out these sort of literary allusions, we have to justify some of the jumps in the story from point A to point B, right? And so Andrea did a great thing in the adaptation. She sort of said, okay, this is an opportunity for an inset spectacle. This is an opportunity for a dumb show. So we're going to create a story with gesture, movement, dance, lighting, music, sound, all of these things. So there's like four or five scenes, inset spectacles in the play that don't have text that sort of tell a story or a moment or create sort of even like an expressionistic idea that the play is trying to do. All of the text spoken in the play is Shakespeare's text.
Mm-hmm.
What we removed, we then had to justify in terms of storytelling.
Exactly.
Well, I also wanted to ask you both just about the dual casting of the title role. You've got two actors, Rachel Fox and Andrew Morrill, portraying Titus in this production. Just if you could kind of convey to us how that'll work on stage.
Yeah, so Andrew is a deaf actor, and I think the choice in choosing sort of a dual casting for the role was to sort of give Andrew an opportunity for this great role and also to see how we could interestingly portray sort of the access to a non-deaf audience. So the entire production is open captioned. Andrew is performing the role entirely in American Sign Language, coupled with Rachel doing the role speaking Shakespeare's language simultaneous. So the role is being performed concurrently. They'll both be on stage. What's interesting is that like you sort of have – a different access point for a deaf audience, and the deaf actor Andrew portraying this role, which is very fascinating. I mean, the American Sign Language, the facial expressions, the gesture that he does. I mean, like, that in and of itself is just so intriguing, so fascinating, getting into this performance without the use of Shakespeare's text, coupled with Rachel doing Shakespeare's text in the full performance of Titus Andronicus. They're on stage at the same time. You have the opportunity to sort of read the two roles concurrent with each other, and then at times they sort of separate, and they create almost like, okay, these are the two options we could do in this role. And what's interesting is that normally an actor would have to, like, choose and limit their choice making. But what Rachel and Andrew get to do is say, well, there's two options. What do we want to do here? Let's do something different. And there are moments in the show where they actually separate and they actually do something different. So you're actually reading two simultaneous choices in relief of one another. And it's very, very interesting to see that. And I think the production, because Andrew is a deaf actor and the show is open captioned, there's this sort of like almost like expressionistic motivation behind the whole thing. Like, it's not just a naturalistic, realistic production, even though the violence is presented such and not theatricalized. But there's a larger than lifeness to it, and the accessibility has been worked on really, really hard. And I think it's going to be a fascinating show.
One final thing I wanted to touch on. I think you see, violence depicted on the screen so often, very graphically. And I think you see that less often on stage. What do you think the differences are in how audiences perceive that violence, and the differences between it being on screen and it being right in front of you on stage?
So I'll also add to that, this is in the studio theater. So not only is the violence on stage, so live and happening before the spectators, they're also seated very close to the action. So I think in a way that when we watch violence on screen, we can remain unsullied, untouched, uninvolved, unimplicated in that violence. You cannot walk away from this production without somehow being implicated in what you see. And that was a very deliberate choice in terms of how the theater is arranged.
Yeah, the film technique, like, you get two things. One, it's a distancing technique. So, like, you know, we're able to see it at a distance because of the medium of film, right? The other thing is, with film, like, everything is very realistic. Like, the production value, what you're able to hide and do in film is not what you get to do. You have to do certain other tricks. You have to hide different things in the showing of violence. We're not actually going to chop off hands, but we have to show that.
Well, maybe.
We have to show that on stage in a way that is realistic to our audience. But there's also, there's an immersive quality. And also, I think what Andrew hits on is, like, as an audience in the theater, it's more complicit in the action. Mm-hmm. Like, we're there in the same room as these people. Whereas in film, like, we're watching another room. We're watching another version of it. But when you're in the same room with these people going through these things, it's a more visceral, impactful experience that is sometimes harder to do in theater.
That's Vincent Carlson and Andrea Stevens, the dramaturgs for Illinois Theater's production of Shakespeare's Titus Andronicus, opening tonight at Krannert Center's Studio Theater. Find program notes, showtimes, and more at krannertcenter.com.